Exclusive, Trump on Letters to Trump book, People Going to See a Very Fascinating Life. By Matthew Boyle on March 12, 2023. Former President Donald Trump told Breitbart News exclusively that his forthcoming book will show readers that he has had a very fascinating life and that many of the powerful people who attack him now used to adore him before he ran for president. The book, titled Letters to Trump, is the former president's second book released since leaving office in January 2021. The first one, Our Journey Together, was a collection of historic photos from Trump's time in office. This book collects letters that Trump sent and received from interesting, famous, powerful, and influential people over the years, both during his time as president and for the decades leading up to his historic White House run in 2016. Letters to Trump is being published by Winning Team Publishing, which has the book available for pre-order ahead of its April 25th release now on its website. The book includes correspondence with such wide-ranging figures as royal world leaders like Queen Elizabeth II and Princess Diana, cultural figures like Clint Eastwood, Oprah Winfrey, and Michael Jackson, sports stars like Shaquille O'Neal, and former presidents Richard Nixon, Ronald Reagan, George H.W. Bush, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and Barack Obama. It also has correspondence Trump had with foreign leaders like Chinese President Xi Jinping, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, and former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro. One thing that shines through in the correspondence is how differently a lot of people treated Trump before he came out as a conservative Republican firebrand and ran for, and won, the presidency. I think they're going to see a very fascinating life. I knew them all, and every one of them kissed my ass. And now I only have half of them kissing my ass. Trump joked to Breitbart News when asked during a phone interview what people will see when they read the book. Trump's eldest son Donald Trump Jr. said that the tone of all of these elites changed when his father ran for office as a Republican. My father has lived an amazing life and has been around some of the most interesting people in the world, Trump Jr. told Breitbart News. It's amazing how quickly their adoration of him changed when he ran for office as a Republican. Letters to Trump shows you exactly how they felt about him and how phony their newfound disdain truly is. Trump said the book will show a truly fascinating great life and that he was surrounded by great people and that it was amazing. One such letter in the book, for instance, comes from John F. Kennedy Jr., the son of former President John F. Kennedy, who wrote a personal note to Trump after he visited the offices of George Magazine for an interview. Dear Donald, Kennedy Jr. wrote to the future president. Many thanks for joining us the other day at the George offices to discourse on politics, New York, men and women. Our staff thoroughly enjoyed your remarks and I trust you found the questions thought-provoking. You were most generous to make the time. Thanks again. John Kennedy. Kennedy Jr., who captivated the nation with his iconic final salute at age 3 to his father after his assassination, was a national favorite as a young boy growing up at the White House. Later in life, he founded George Magazine and Trump said he was planning to run for the Senate in New York, and probably would have been President of the United States himself, had he not died in a tragic plane crash in the summer of 1999. He was a great guy. He was a friend of mine, Trump said when asked about him and the letter he sent. Even though we were of a different persuasion, I believe he would have run for the Senate and that he would have been president someday. He was a handsome guy. He was a fantastic guy. He had the it factor. And he would have gone to the top of the world in the Kennedy family. Trump told Breitbart News that the collection in Letters to Trump is like a treasure trove and thanked two former assistants for helping him categorize and organize all the letters over the last 40 years. They saved all my letters and they categorized them, Trump said. Sergio Gore, the founder of Winning Team Publishing, said the publishing company pored over thousands of letters spanning decades to compile the collection. Long before entering the White House, Donald Trump was already corresponding with countless famous individuals, Gore told Breitbart News. We went through thousands of letters and were amazed to see decades of correspondence with kings, presidents, Hollywood stars, athletes, and business titans. No one else has such a collection, and we are thrilled to have the opportunity to share it with the world.